This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The role of envy in revealing what you actually value. What your envy is trying to tell you about what matters most. In short, envy is not a character flaw. It is a signal. When you stop suppressing it and start reading it, you discover what you genuinely value, often more clearly than any journal prompt or conversation ever reveals. Envy points precisely at what you want, but have not admitted to yourself yet. The specific target of your envy matters as much as the feeling itself. Examined honestly, envy becomes one of the sharpest self-awareness tools available to you. Definition: envy reveals values by directing your emotional attention towards something another person has that you genuinely desire. Unlike generalized admiration, envy carries a personal sting, which is what makes it such an accurate indicator of your own unmet needs and priorities. Most people treat envy as something to overcome. They feel it, feel ashamed of feeling it, and then work quickly to push it down. I spent a good portion of my early years doing exactly that. What I did not understand then is that the moment you dismiss envy, you throw away one of the most precise pieces of self-knowledge your emotional life will ever hand you. The question this article sits with is a simple one: what is envy actually telling you about yourself? Not about the other person, about you. The role of envy in revealing what you actually value is one of the most underused ideas in self-awareness. And once you see it clearly, you cannot unsee it. What envy actually is beneath the discomfort. There is a surface understanding of envy, and most people stop there. The surface version says envy is resentment towards someone who is something you do not. It is petty. It is ungenerous. It says something unflattering about your character. Here is the truth of it. Envy is information before it is anything else. The sting you feel when a colleague gets the promotion, when a peer publishes the book, when a friend builds the kind of relationship you privately long for, that sting is precise. It does not fire randomly. You do not feel envy toward people who have things you do not care about. Nobody envies someone else's talent for a skill they have no interest in. The feeling targets what you genuinely want. This is the mechanism underneath the discomfort. Envy reveals values by acting as a spotlight, illuminating the specific desire your conscious mind has not yet clearly named. The emotion moves faster than your reasoning does. It knows what you want before you have sat down and thought it through. That is its value, if you are willing to look directly at it. Why the specific target of your envy matters. Not all envy is the same, and this is where self-awareness gets precise. The question to ask is not just why do I feel envious, but what exactly am I responding to? Consider two people who both feel envy when a colleague receives public praise from a senior leader. One of them envies the recognition itself. They want to be seen, valued, and acknowledged for their contribution. The other envies the relationship. They want a closer working connection with that leader, a sense of being trusted and included. Same surface situation, completely different underlying need. When you get specific about the target of your envy, you stop dealing in vague emotional discomfort and start dealing in actionable self-knowledge. Ask yourself, is it the achievement I want, the lifestyle, the relationship, the freedom, or the respect? Each answer points to a different value. Each value points to a different priority. You could be living more fully. This level of precision is what separates emotional literacy from emotional avoidance. The values that envy exposes most often. In 6 decades of watching how people communicate with themselves as much as with others, I have noticed certain patterns in what envy tends to surface. Envy toward creative output, a published book, a recognized piece of work, a performance admired by others, almost always signals a buried desire to create something of your own. The feeling is less about the other person's success, and more about a part of yourself that is not yet being expressed. Envy toward freedom, someone who left a stable career to do something uncertain, but meaningful, often signals that security has been crowding out purpose in your own choices. You are not envious of their risk. You are envious of their permission to take it. Envy toward connection, the easy warmth someone else seems to carry in their relationships, is usually pointing at loneliness or disconnection you have not acknowledged yet. How the confidence-competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others explores how connection and confidence reinforce each other in groups, and the same dynamic plays out in how individuals read their own emotional signals in social settings. Why most people cannot hear what envy is saying. The reason this signal gets missed is shame. Envy carries a social stigma that almost no other emotion carries quite so sharply. Admitting you want what someone else has feels small, ungrateful, even mean-spirited. So people rename it. They call it just feeling off or being tired, or they translate it into mild criticism of the person they envy. Neither of those moves helps you. Both of them bury the data. There is also the problem of values we have inherited rather than chosen. Many people are living toward goals they absorbed from family, culture, or profession without ever examining whether those goals are genuinely theirs. Envy disrupts this quietly. You might have told yourself for years that money is your primary motivation. But when you feel nothing at a colleague's bonus and everything at a colleague's published essay, the discrepancy is telling you something your stated values are not. This is why envy is so valuable for self-awareness specifically. It bypasses the story you tell about yourself and reaches the truth underneath. What the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback touches on how self-knowledge shapes the quality of feedback people can give and receive. The same principle holds here. The clearer your picture of yourself, the more useful every emotional signal becomes. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Reading envy without being consumed by it. Let me be clear about the difference between reading envy and being ruled by it. Using envy as a self-awareness tool does not mean nursing resentment. The goal is not to stew in the feeling, but to extract what it is pointing at, then move your attention from the other person back to yourself. The practical step is brief, but requires honesty. When you notice the feeling, do not push it away and do not chase it. Simply name what specifically triggered it, not who triggered it. What? Then ask one question, am I actively moving toward that thing in my own life? If the answer is no, the more useful follow-up is to ask why, not to ask why they have it, and you do not. This redirection is where envy loses its destructive edge. How the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others makes the case that emotional regulation and self-knowledge are the foundation of how people handle pressure. Reading envy rather than reacting to it is precisely this kind of regulation in practice. The core framework is designed for moments when an emotional reaction threatens to override your thinking. Envy is exactly that kind of moment. Having a method to pause, examine, and redirect is more useful here than willpower alone. You might also recognize this kind of emotional flooding from what happens during an amygdala hijack, where the emotional brain moves faster than the reasoning brain can catch it. What happens when you take envy seriously? Taking envy seriously as a signal rather than a flaw tends to produce a particular kind of clarity. People begin to notice misalignment between how they are spending their time and what they actually care about. They begin to make small, deliberate adjustments. They stop calling something a priority while spending no energy on it. This does not require large, dramatic change. It requires honesty. Sometimes the honest acknowledgement is enough on its own. You name what you want. You feel less shame about wanting it, and the resentment that was clinging to the envy quietly releases. The core framework for staying grounded is built on exactly this principle, that naming what is happening inside you gives you options that suppression does not. For situations where tension has been building before a difficult conversation, using a conversation pre-mortem can help you surface the emotional drivers beforehand, including envy-adjacent feelings like comparison or resentment, before they shape the tone of the exchange. The people I have watched build genuine self-knowledge over time share one quality. They treat emotional discomfort as information rather than as noise to be managed. Envy, examined with courage and without shame, is some of the most precise information your inner life will ever produce. When envy reveals values, the work is simply to respect what it is showing you. Frequently asked questions. How does envy reveal your true values? Envy reveals your true values because you only feel it toward people who have something you genuinely want. When you examine what specifically triggered the feeling, rather than suppressing it, you get a clear and honest signal about what matters most to you right now. What is the connection between envy and self-awareness? The connection between envy and self-awareness is that envy forces your attention toward an unmet desire you may not have consciously named. Examining it honestly, without shame, build the kind of self-knowledge that helps you make better decisions about your time, energy, and direction. Is envy always a negative emotion to manage? Envy is only destructive when you act on it with resentment or suppress it with shame. Used as a signal, it is a valuable form of emotional data. The feeling itself is not the problem. What you do with the information it carries is what matters. How can I use envy as a self-awareness tool in daily life? When envy surfaces, pause and ask what specifically you are responding to. Name the quality, achievement, or situation that triggered it. Then ask whether you are actively working toward that thing. The gap between your answer and your daily choices tells you something real about your priorities. Why do people suppress envy instead of examining it? Most people suppress envy because it carries social shame. Admitting you want what someone else has feels petty or weak. But suppression costs you the information the feeling carries. The discomfort of envy, examined honestly, is far more useful than the false comfort of pretending it is not there. Can envy point to values you did not know you held? Yes, some of the clearest moments of self-discovery come from noticing envy towards something you would never have listed as a priority. A colleague publishes a book and you feel it in your chest. That reaction tells you something about your values that your daily routine had quietly buried. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.